Hello, my gorgeous listeners. As you may be able to tell, I am losing my voice at the moment. Currently doing a lot at work. And I perform outside and I do more shows a day than any other performer that I've met. So, yeah, I'm quite prone to losing my voice during event seasons. But I still wanted to come and do threats part 8 because you've all been waiting so patiently, haven't you? You've all been waiting so patiently for me to come back. So I thought it's time that I reward you. For those of you who haven't been here yet, I asked a bunch of you to send me threats on my profile, and this is the 8th one I've received, and I'm reading and I'm reacting to them. Okay, so this person who sent me this one has been really kind and has actually included the tags for me, so I haven't even had to scan my eyes over it yet. So we've got rape, kidnap, loss of consciousness, drugged, sharp objects, fear play, abandonment, degradation, violence, bruising, crying. So if you're not okay with hearing any of those things, that's fine. Please close this. Look after yourself. And I will see you in another audio in the future. So first of all, I'm actually going to do something a bit different. I'm going to react to the tags because, I don't know, I like to keep you all on your toes. So rape and kidnap, hell yes, that's what threats is all about. And they're like my favourite fantasies, my go-to thing when I need to come. Loss of consciousness, that one scares me a little bit. Drugs scares me a little bit as well. Sharp objects, I'm all over that. Fear play, yes. Abandonment, yes, although that scares me too. Degradation, I love. Violence, bruising, crying, yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh, music to my ears. That there's a really good mix of things that I love and would be like, yes, and some things that I'm like, oh, I'm scared of that, I don't know about it. And that is what makes a perfect threat, right? Okay, anyway, without further ado, let's dive into number 8. The first time we meet, you probably won't even notice me. I'm fairly unremarkable, just another face in a sea of people. Despite that, the things I do to you will haunt your nightmares. I'll use that to my advantage. I'll learn your routine, the where, when, and why of your daily life. I'll pick out the perfect spot and bide my time. Before you even have time to process what's going on, I'll have a wet rag pressed to your mouth. I'm sure even a dumb whore like you will realize what that means. Your limp body will be so much easier to abduct as I load you into the back of my beat-up old van. I even had a friend come along for the ride. It's a shame you won't get to enjoy the experience of being chauffeured to our destination like a princess. But why should you get to experience something that you truly aren't deserving of? Basements are so cliche when it comes to kidnapping, so that's why I picked out a nice little abandoned house in the woods for the three of us. If it weren't for the overgrowth outside and the paint peeling off the walls, you might even say it was a romantic setting. Personally, I like my prey to be conscious, aware of every detail, so that I can truly savour the fear in their eyes. Unluckily for you, my friend isn't so picky, and could barely wait for your body to hit the stained, beat-up mattress before he was groping your lifeless body and inspecting your holes with his filthy hands. I have to admit, I can't really blame him for his lack of self-control around a pretty little cunt. In fact, I'd say I'm almost a little jealous. Jealous that he got to see those first sparks of fear as his cock forced his way into you and you came back to us. I need to get some of that fear for myself, to see it close as your brain tries to figure out your surroundings. I grab the nearest shard of glass from the broken window and press it against your throat. I can see the artery throb against the sharp edge. It's all I need to see to make my cock hard. That's when the real fun begins. The two of us using you, tossing you around and using your holes for their true purpose. Marking you with punches and slaps until you don't know whether you're crying for us to stop or begging for us to continue. Your naked body covered in dust and grime and sweat, your torn clothes hanging from your exhausted body as we stand over you, taking turns to unload our cum onto your face. It's what a good fuck pet like you deserves. It's almost a shame to see the blank look in your eyes when we put you back to sleep again. Just like this old house, you're going to be abandoned and forgotten. Wow. Okay. That was... I could picture that all so well. Your use of imagery is really... lovely to read and to see. I could see it all in my mind, which kind of adds to the fear and definitely to my arousal too. That is just terrifying, isn't it? The thought of being drugged and trying to take in your surroundings. I mean... I won't lie to you all, I've been very high before. And it, when you go past the point of no return and you think, oh no, I've done too much, and everything is different. Everything is so heightened. Everything, you're not sure, like I have some strange memories, but I remember looking at lights and thinking, are they stars? Like, I don't know. Everything is more beautiful and... but then also scary because you know you've gone too far and there's pretty much nothing you can do except wait it out. And you look around and people are talking to you, but you don't hear them. You can see that they're talking to you, but then you question, did I actually just see them talking to me? Are they trying to talk to me? Can I hear them? It's so scary. And when you're in a safe place, it's quite a nice thing to be blissfully unaware of what's going on. But the fear of coming back to not knowing where you are, being somewhere very dangerous with dangerous people, and there's something very scary to that. If you are seeing what's happening, but your brain isn't quite able to process it yet. And I'd be thinking to myself, is this happening? Did he just touch me? Am I imagining that? I don't know. I don't know what just happened, and then the next thing would happen before I even had time to process the last thing. So that would be really, really terrifying. So scary. Abandoned house in the woods. I love it. I'm such a woodsy, foresty girl, so I was all over that. when you said romantic setting, yeah, it kind of would be for me. I mean, once I was able to process it several days later, maybe weeks, maybe months, maybe years. It's good. I always like, I'm not going to use the right terms because my head is like all over the place right now. And I am so damn aroused. I'm so horny. But I'm going to say it and it's going to sound funny, but I love it when there's like multiple men scenarios. I can't think what the word is right now, which is really silly. But yeah, I like that. Bring your friend along for the ride. It'll be a good time. That made me blush. That made me blush. I am blushing right now. I love the threat of the glass as well. Just that line, I can see the artery throb against the sharp edge. It's all I need to see to make my cock hard. Like that sadism, the fact that you get off on my fear and seeing something so small and that is what makes you hard, drives me wild. It drives me wild. It's, ooh. I loved reading that. Just beautiful. Your imagery in this is, it makes it all so real. I can see it all in my head. I worry that I can see it all better in my head than I could if I was drugged and barely conscious. I feel like I can process it a lot easier. Just, well, obviously, yeah, just reading it like this. This was beautiful. This was really good. And I like how it started, like learning my routine. That's the thing I always fantasize about. Like, I'll be walking back to the car park in the dark after work, and I'll be like, when's it gonna happen? When am I gonna be taken? That's, I don't know, maybe I need sectioning, but yeah. Beautiful, beautiful writing. I appreciate this so much. It's given me all of this, like, and I'm sorry, I'm a bit of like a spiritual person, so I'm gonna sound a bit nerdy, but it's given me like all of this sexual energy, and I don't know what to do with it all. Like, I just, yeah, I want to be taken after reading this so badly. Yeah, thank you so much for sending this in. And I will see you all in my next audio. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves, and thank you again.